According to Talk Business Arkansas, Governor Mike Beebe says there will have to be consensus from legislators before he'll call a special election. But two key lawmakers say they're unsure a solution will emerge before January 1st, when teachers could face major premium hikes. Legislators learned last week that the public school employees' health plan was running a roughly $53 million deficit. Teachers are facing premium increases as high as 48% by January 1st of 2014. Appearing on KARK's Capitol View Sunday, Republican State Representative Alan Kerr of Little Rock and Democratic State Representative Greg Letting of Fayetteville discussed the issue with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas and his co-host David Goins.
The teacher insurance situation, obviously, this kind of just ballooned this week, with the big rate hike we saw in the late part of August. I guess, you could anticipate this happening. What's kind of your estimation on A, where we are, and B, does anything get done before next February?
I guess I'll jump in on that.
Jump in.
With respect to Senator Rapert and his request, I don't know that we're going to be ready to do anything before next January. Mainly we'd like to look at the benefits. I'm in the insurance business, and I can tell you that price is always driven by benefits as well as anything else. I mean, of course there's a rate issue out there, and I don't want the teachers to pay any more than their fair share, but at the same time, it may be time to look at their benefit level and make some adjustments there in order to help their rates. And it may be something that we need to consider a combination of, maybe a combination of rates and a combination of the state of Arkansas coming in and putting some money into that situation.
Representative Letty?
I'd agree that most legislators are still trying to find their feet on this issue and learn more about it. I know it caught a few off guard, although I don't really know that it should have. I think there was a meeting late last year where we talked about this. Just a couple of months ago, the General Assembly had to commit $8 million to shore up the program through the end of the year. And I think we want to make sure that we don't just throw money at the problem and that we come up with a long-term solution. And that's probably going to take time. I'm confident that we can come up with that solution. Whether or not it happens before January, I don't know.
If it doesn't happen before January, then you're going to be dealing with some pretty angry teachers who are going to get hit with those premium increases. I know I've heard from a lot of them on Twitter and Facebook and just through email this past week. Are you prepared for that political onslaught? Because if you don't solve this problem before the first of the year, it's going to hit some people pretty hard. 50% premium increases is big.
Right, and as has been pointed out, open enrollment begins October 1st. If we don't have the beginnings of an answer in place, you might see teachers begin to leave that plan. So participation rate, which is already kind of low, is going to continue to decrease, which is only going to make the problem worse. My hope is that we can at least have, if not an answer in place by the end of the year, the framework of one, and they know that we're headed in a good direction.
That's correct, and I've been getting a lot of calls myself, a lot of angry teachers. A lot of them are starting to look at individual plans, taking out individual plans, maybe Blue Cross or QualChoice. Those are still available. And maybe a interim solution for them until we can shore up this situation. Cost is a lot of times driven by the pool and the pool of people being insured. Mm-hmm. And if you're a healthy person, a lot of times getting an individual plan is much less expensive than a group.
Yeah, and I don't get a sense that anyone can necessarily be surprised, like you mentioned, because the legislature did throw some money at this during the session. But were you at all surprised with, I guess, the amount of, reaction just within the last couple weeks, or did you anticipate this coming, Representative Kerr, as far as?
Oh, yes. I mean, when you raise anybody's premium 50%, they're going to start making phone calls, whether they're teachers or not. So any group would have the same reaction, but 50% is probably one of the largest increases I've ever seen on a group plan, especially one this large. Mm-hmm. Again, we probably need to take a look at, for immediate action, take a look at maybe adjusting some benefits, which in itself will drive that rate down.
But that immediate action is January, February. That's what we're talking about timing-wise?
Right. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, if we've got a plan in place, if we can look at the benefit package and take a look at some of these plans for deductibles, co-pays, things like that, a lot of times just $10 or $15 difference on a copay makes a huge difference in a rate.
Representative Letting, do you see the governor has suggested he'd be open to a special session, but only if there's a consensus that's already been built for this. Do you think that there's some interest from legislators to get a solution in place in time to do a special session, which would happen before January?
I do think if we can come to that consensus and we have a plan that, that fixes the problem and makes sure that we get it right, I think that's important. We don't want to just throw money at it. We don't want to be dealing with this a year down the road. We want to make sure we get it right. I think if we can come to consensus on that, it is possible we could see one. I don't know that the governor's still going to want to call a special session. We know how expensive those are, but he did make clear when he spoke in Fayetteville earlier this week that he would do that so long as we had a plan in place, but it's going to be have to be something that we get in there and get out and that we're not there for a long time.
Can you only formulate this plan while, you know, the education committee is meeting, or like when does, you know, if we got legislators all throughout the state, how do you formulate this plan?
Well, I know we've had a number of members that have already had a number of meetings with people, the Department of Education, trying to learn about the issue and formulate a plan. I know the Republicans have been doing the same. I know the governor has been meeting with lawmakers. I think there are a number of ideas out there. The governor, I think, released yesterday that he's going to unveil some possible options next week.
Right.
I think you'll see this thing pick up.
In the last 20 seconds, I mean, special session, yes, no, maybe.
I don't see it happening, but if we come to a consensus, I'd be for it.
Believe it or not, I agree with Representative Letting. I really don't see a special session happening. I think we can come to an agreement and make some adjustments with what we have to head off the impending increase.
Absolutely.
That was Republican State Representative Alan Kerr of Little Rock and Democratic State Representative Greg Letting of Fayetteville, speaking with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas and his Capital View co-host David Goins. Capital View airs at 8:30 Sunday mornings on KARK Channel 4 in the Central Arkansas market. You can hear more from this conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.